Retired at the age of 40, then he learned for 40 years. At the age of 80, they made him the chief head of the Sanhedrin. During his lifetime, his Sanhedrin named 9 Takanas. 6 will be listed in this Perek, and the other 3 the Gemara is going to collect. We saw the Gemara later says that there are 9 Takanas. And the Gemara is going to explain that the 9 Takanas, 8 are Takana de Rabbanan, and one of them is a Din Deraisa, so why is it called a Takana? He publicized the Din Deraisa. Okay. So what's the reason why you don't blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah Chol HaShav? He said that was machlek, the Babli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi holds that it's a din deraisa. Very strange, a rabba, we pass like a rabba, like the Babli. It's a din derabban, gzera derabba. Not the rabba didn't make the gzera. The gzera was bizman abayis. The gzera was bizman abayis. But rabba is the one who explained it. Gzera shemei avarena dal ha'am susa. Haina time of the shofar, haina time of the Megillah. That's the reason why you don't blow shofar. That's the reason why you don't shake a lulav. That's the reason why you don't read the Megillah when Purim is Chol HaShav. That's a gzera derab. So the Rishonim have a lot of kashas here. One of the famous kashas is when you have a bris milah that takes place on Shabbos, why aren't you concerned? Gzera shem liyavirenu? Why aren't you afraid that maybe they'll carry the baby? There is a din achai nosei asatsmai that by human beings, by behemoths, there's a machlekes hatana. If I carry an animal, but an animal walks on all 4. You carry a dog or you carry a kitten in the street. So is that a malacha deraisa or not? So we assume that achai nosei asatzma only applies to human beings. But the baby is a human being, but the baby can't even crawl. If the baby could crawl on all 4, then he's like a behemoth. Then it's a machleka satanami paskan is still an isaravaitzo. But if the baby's old enough to walk on 2 feet, even if he needs a little help, you hold his hand a little bit, so then, and you carry him, so then it's not called hoitzor deraisa. But a little baby on the 8th day, when you do the bris milah, can't even crawl. So why don't you say gzera shem yavaren? Maybe by mistake they'll carry the baby, or maybe the moel will forget to carry the knife. Yeah, why don't you make gzera shem yavaren? So this is a kasha that the Rishonim ask. This same Gemara appears in Megillah, Maseches Megillah, where they explain why you don't read the Megillah on when Purim falls out on Shabbos. By us only Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos. We never have chutzlos, we never have Purim falling out on Shabbos. On Shushan Purim, every so often does fall out on Shabbos. And the Mehiri there in Megillah, could be the Mehiri has on Rosh Hashanah also, I never looked. But the Mehiri in Megillah quotes 6 answers on that kasha. Why is it when a bris milah, the Yom HaShemini, Yimol Psar Olas, and Milah Bizman, is Decha Shabbos, why don't we say Gzerushem Yavirem? So one of the answers that the Meiri gives is Yadua from the Taz. It's famous from the Taz. It's very interesting. The Taz in 3 places has the same klal. And one of the places is in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He quotes a kashra from the Bach. The Taz married the daughter of the Bach. So he quotes his father-in-law. The Bach is a commentary on the Tur. People, when you learn the Torah, usually you learn the Beis Yosef. You have in the Gemara, you have Rashi's on the inside, and Taisa on the outside. When you learn the Torah, so the Beis Yosef is on the inside, and the Bach is on the outside. So the Beis Yosef gives you all the meat and potatoes. The Beis Yosef gives you the Makar and the Gemara and the Yerushalmi and the Rishonim and the Achrayim up until it gives you everything. The Bach starts with funny comments. And usually people, you learn the Torah in the Beis Yosef, you don't have to learn the Bach. Anyway, it's a different stuff. And the Taz didn't have too many Svarim. So the Taz quotes the Bach on the following. Why did the Chachamim only do away with Tkiyah Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu? They should have done away with Tkiyah Shofar, period. It's Mashmi HaKol, you're not allowed to play any musical instrument. Gzeir Hashem Yisakim Kleshir. He may hear that the Shofar is off key, it's not blowing normally, and he may do a malacha to scrape out some more flesh inside, or to soak it in vinegar or something to make it have a better sound. So one should make that's the gzera mashmi akol. You're not allowed to play any musical instrument, not only musical instruments. Let's say you have a knocker on the door, the kli hamiyuchad lahashma askol. Even though it's not klei shir, it's not music. To knock on the door like this, you're not using a knocker. We assume it's mutter. The Rishalmi at the end of Eridin has that. That's awesome. Shalmi quotes that there was a fellow who was locked out of it. He went somewhere on Friday night. When he came home, he was locked out of his own home. He was screaming on top of his lungs, let me in, and nobody heard him. And he wouldn't knock on the door because he's not allowed to be mashmiyakol. So we don't paskan like that, Yerushalmi. That's where the famous Rif is. The Rif has at the end of Erevin, on that Gemara. Whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we always paskan like the Bavli. And this is one. This is one case where the Mashmiya call applies to knocking on the door or not. So we say to knock on the door with your hand is mutter, to knock on the table. Let's say you're singing a nigger, I think to bang on the table, I think is mutter. To take a spoon and bang against the glass, that's called Mashmiya Kol, that's awesome. But just to knock on the door is mutter. To use a knocker, if you use a knocker, that's awesome. Some of the Yekkes, before the war, some of the Yekkes used to have two knockers on the door. There was one for the weekdays, one for Shabbos. They thought that it's an Isser of the Uvda Dechol to use the knocker. So they had a Shabbos Dikin knocker that was mutter. I don't know what that's all about. The Pashto says that it's not because of Uvda Dechol. It's also because of Mashmiya Kol. It's a Kli HaMiyuchad V'Hashmoas Kol. So the Taz quotes this Kasha from his father-in-law, the Bach. Why didn't the Tarayim do away with the whole Din Daraisa of Tkiyah Shofar? It's Mashmiya Kol should be awesome in the Rabban. So the Bach has a Yisoid. And he says, the Chachamim don't have the ability to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan to be Oikar a Mitzvah Lagamrei. It says in the Chumash, you have to blow shofar. It doesn't say explicitly, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's not understood. Tkiyah Shofar is not a malacha. Why should Shabbos be different from the weekdays? So since it's not explicit, so they have the ability to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. But to make Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, to be Oikar Lagamrei, the whole mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, you never fulfill the mitzvah. That's against the Pasuk in the Chumash. It says, Beferish in the Chumash, you have to blow shofar. So since it's the favorite, they don't have the ability to make a gzeira, keneged dovah hamafurish batar. So it's interesting, that's one of the six answers that the Meiri gives on this Kasha Megillah. It could be that Meiri Rosh Hashanah has also the six answers, but I never looked. I remember the Meiri Megillah has six answers. So one of them is, in Parshas Lech Lecha, you already have all the dinim of Bris Milah. Then you have Bris Milah repeated in Parshas Tazria. What do you need that for? Already says it in Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, there are 24 prokin in Masech HaShabbos. And one parak is all about Bris Milah, parak HaBlezer de Milah. So it says there that extra pasuk of Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Losa means Afila B'Shabbos. So it's as if you have a B'Feirish pasuk in the Chumash that you have to do the Bris Milah. When you do a Bris Milah, it's a malacha. It's a question what malacha it is, but the Gemara says it's a big machlokes in the Mishnah. What malacha are you violating? But it's clear in the Gemara it's a malacha deraisa. You're only permitted to perform a bris milah on Shabbos if it's a milah bizmana. If it's a milah shaloi bizmana, or it's a suffix milah bizmana, the baby was born bein hashmashes. It's a suffix milah bizmana, milah shaloi bizmana, then it's not derech Shabbos. Because it's a malacha, it's only derech Shabbos if it's vadai, not if it's a suffix. So that's what the Miri says that Teret. Since you have a Beferish in Pasuk of Yom HaShmini Yimbo B'Sar Losa, the purpose of the Pasuk is to tell you that even on Shabbos, you have to perform the Bris Milah. The Chacham don't have the ability to make a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan keneged dovah hamafurish b'Torah.
Why is it considered being completely okay if the mitzvah d'oraisa, if the mitzvah still applies on other days apart from Shabbos?
What?
Why is it considered to be completely okay the mitzvah d'oraisa if the mitzvah still applies on other days apart from Shabbos?
You're not like it completely the mitzvah. If they would do away with the whole kiyah shofar completely, then you're like a legamri. If they would do away with kiyah shofar because mashmiya kol, then you're like the mitzvah legamri. I don't understand. What are you asking? In the Chumash, it doesn't say explicitly that you have to blow shofar even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It says you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's self-understood, even if it's Shabbos. Why not? There's no malacha involved. Why should Shabbos be different from the other days? So the Chum have the right to make a gzera d'rabbanan b'akiras dov menatar, because it's not b'feirish keneged dov hamafurish b'tar. But this pasuk of Yom HaShmini Yimbo B'Sar HaLosa, only thing it teaches you, all the dinam amil appear in Parshas Lech Lecha. So why is the pasuk repeated there in Parshas Tazria? Mar said the only reason why it's repeated is to teach you that dinna milah bizmanas derech Shabbos. So if you're going to say gzera derabban, it's keneged the whole pasuk in the Chumash. They're not oike the whole mitzvah. It's not you're not being oike the whole mitzvah milah, right. But they're doing against an explicit pasuk. Why can't you have What's so bad? Why can't you have a gzeira de rabbana keneged davar mafurish batar? What's the logic for it? Not all the Rishonim agree. There are Rishonim who there are six answers in the Yiri. The other five answers don't agree with this. There's a very big Talmud Chacham, you must have heard of him, of David Cohen in Flatbush. He's not a Kohen. So he's supposed to name Kufal of Hainam. He's not a Kohen. But that's his family name, of David Cohen. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He wrote half of Talmud. He wrote half of Encyclopedia Talmudit. When years ago, they started 75 years ago. So he was a big Talmud Chacham 75 years ago. I don't think it was yet a big Talmud Chacham. He must be in his 80s or something. Maybe he's in his 90s. I don't know. He's older than me.
He's
89. Okay. Maybe he was. Maybe at the age of 75 he was a big Talmud Chacham. Anyway, fantastic Talmud Chacham. So he wrote more Svarim. He writes Svarim faster than I can read his Svarim. So he has one sefer that's called Hataz Hayadua, the famous Taz. That's on this Taz. He collects all the Rishonim and all the Acharonim, Marocha, Kenegim, Marocha, who agrees with the Taz, who disagrees with the Taz. The Ferish and Machlokes Rishonim. What's the logic for this Taz B'Shem Abav? What's the logic for this Svarim? I think the logic is that why can't you make Gzeira D'Rabbah Kenegim Dovah HaMafurish Patur? I think the logic is the following. The Rambam has a Pirush HaMishnayis, which was written in Arabic, and those of us that don't know Arabic, we use the Hebrew translation that appears in the Gemara after the Rosh. We have the Pirush HaMishnayis L'Haram. So in the end, the Gemara Brachas, they have the Hakdamas HaRambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis. And in the Hakdamah, the Rambam writes, the Mishnah contains the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. And what constitutes Torah Shabbat Peh? So he says there are five parts. Torah Shabbat Chelak HaRishon, Chelak HaSheni, he gives you all the five sections. So he says, Torah Shabbat Peh consists of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There aren't so many. I'll give you the full list of all the Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. There's a very small list. So on the bottom of the page, in all the editions of the Gemara Brachas, they say, look in the Sefer Chavos Yoyer. Chavos Yoyer was a Tshuva Sefer written in Germany a few centuries ago. By Rabbi Yoyer Bachrach. So he asked, the Rambam left out 2/3. There's so many more halachas from Moshe Mitzina, the Rambam forgot. So that's one discussion. That's a whole discussion. The Rambam writes, what constitutes Torah Shabbat Peh? First section is halacha Moshe Mitzina. Second section, or Pirushim HaMukubalim LaMoshe Mitzina. We have traditions that Ayin HaChasayin is not to be taken literally. It's a melitza. Every language has expressions that I remember years ago there was a movie, it probably is true. I think it's a historical novel, but I think it's true that during the Second World War, the Germans, the armies always send by code, by Morse code, they send messages to their army in Europe when they're fighting a war. So the Germans kept on cracking the code of the Americans. So the Americans finally figured out they're going to send messages in code using English expressions, which the Germans wouldn't know. Only Americans would know the expressions. So they wanted to say, it's snowing and they shouldn't go there. So they wrote the great dot way, the great white way is an expression in America. They used names of movies, which the Germans wouldn't be familiar with. Every language has its own expressions, what the people are familiar with. They just look in a dictionary. You won't be able to. Ayin tachasayin. You look at each word, ayin tachasayin. Sounds like you take the guy's eye out. But we have a tradition that in this pasuk it doesn't mean that. You have other psukim like that. Pri eitz hadar means an esrog. It doesn't mean a good-looking fruit, a delicious-looking fruit. A lot of. So the Rambam said that's another section of Torah Shabbat Peh. Pirushim hamakabalim lamoshe misina. Then you have the roiv rubah, the rubah of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Or the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines, the yugim amidah turn in reshes peh, klal prat prat, the klamasam. That's the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Is the dinim that are derived based on the drushes. Then the fourth and the fifth sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the takonas de rabbanon and the gzeiros de rabbanon. So the simple reading of the Rambam is that when you learn the dinim de rabbanon, the gzeiros de rabbanon, and the takonas de rabbanon, that there's a Kiyam HaMitzvah of a Talmud Torah on the level of the Raisa. Even though the Chiyam is only with the Rabbanah. You're talking about a Mitzvah with the Rabbanah. And you say, Sveka the Rabbanah Lekula. So when you fulfill a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. The chayvus agavra is only by the rabbanah, but a chefta shel Torah is on the level of the raisa. So the Rambam sounds like he says, when you learn dinim the rabbanah, you learn your mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah the raisa. Rav Soloveitchik used to give a shiur for balabatim for many, many years every Tuesday night. There were people who used to come from out of town. There were people who used to come from Europe to do business in America. So they knew you have to be in New York on Tuesday night to make sure you go to the shiur. There used to be people who come from out of town to do business in New York. They had to come in the middle of the week to make sure they would be there to the shiur on Tuesday night. So for many years, it took him over 10 years, 12 years or something, I forgot already. It took him over 10 years to finish brachas. He learned brachas for many, many years. I remember I was there for the last year or so of brachas. I was there after I finished college. And I was in high school and college. I had to do homework. After I finished college, I started going to the Tuesday night shiur. So I remember I attended the siyum. They made a big party. And they had a flesh and dinner. So they had a fancy siyum. So then after making the siyum, my brachas, Rav Soloveitchik once made a comment. People raised a question to him. Why did he learn so much brachas? It's only, most of brachas is dinim de rabbanim. Here and there, there's a din de rice. Most of the dinim are de rabbanim. So most of the dinim are de rabbanim, so it's really bittul Torah on the level of the rice. It's only Talmud Torah and the rabbanim. Why didn't he learn zvachim and menachas? That has ruba de ruba, dinim de rice, and a few dinim de rabbanim thrown in. That would have been Talmud Torah de rice. Why did he waste so much time? It was only Talmud Torah and the rabbanim. It was bittul Torah and the Torah. So he thought that that's not. They attribute that argument to Rav Velvel and Soloveitchik. He used to be a big Talmud Chacham here in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Leib Steinman. So he wrote many svarim, and every mesichta he wrote a sefer. He used to give shiurim in high school in the Neibrak. He wasn't in part of his yeshiva. Part of his yeshiva is for the older boys. He taught the younger children. He has a sefer on Siddur, sefer on Chumash, and sefer on and everything under the sun. That's fine. He writes even when he disagrees with someone, he demolishes their sheet. He writes always very respectfully. Apparently, I only heard him once speak once, but apparently he spoke very respectfully of all the other opinions, and he wrote very respectfully. So the Talmidim put together every shiur that he gave in the later years is all on tape. So the Talmidim put together two sefer. One sefer about Brisk. He was born in Brisk. And he was the next the neighbor of Velvel Soloveitchik. I think he was 6 years old, but Rav Chaim Soloveitchik passed away. So he told over in shiur at different times recollections, memories that he had about Rav Chaim, about Rav Velvel, about Rav Simcha Zelig, was a dying in Brisk, about the city in Brisk, about the Chazan, about the Shul, about the Balabatim. So the Talmidim put together a whole book. Ela B'Tomer, his wife's name was Tomer. After his wife passed away, so the Talmidim put out two svarim that are called Ela B'Tomer. One's Ela B'Tomer about Brisk, and Ela B'Tomer about his recollections about the Chazon Ish. So the Sefer Brisk is twice as fat as his recollections of the Chazon Ish. Didn't have that much of an interaction with the Chazon Ish. So the Sefer Brisk, so the Talmidim wrote up a word for word things that he said in his shiur. They tell you where you can find it, what day the shiur is, and how many minutes into the shiur. In case you want to check it. About everything is online. All of the shiurim are online. So they write, Rabbi Leib Steinman said that this was a comment that Rav Velvel Soloveitchik made, that when a person learns brachas, it's bittul Talmud Torah on the level of the rice, it's only the kiyum of Talmud Torah and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Leib Steinman thought that it's not correct. So Rav Soloveitchik said the same as Rabbi Leib. He thought that it's not correct. He thought, Atakona the Rabbanan, the Rzeira the Rabbanan. The Chayvus Agava to observe it is only with the Rabbanan. But the Chefta Shel Torah is Min HaTorah. He didn't quote it. Neither Rabban Lei nor Rab Soloveitchik. Neither of them quoted the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. But that's what it seems from the Rambam. Rambam writes, Torah Shebaal Peh consists of five parts. And it sounds like the Takonas the Rabbanan and the Gzeira the Rabbanan blend in to be part of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the rices. If you should assume like that, then we understand very well why the Gemara has a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kehein, the Rice Tikkun. Whenever the Chachamim make a din the Rabbanan, they have to use building blocks that exist on the level of the rice. Again, invent the din the Rabbanan Yesh Me'ai. There's a let's say, Hadlokas Ner is Chanukah. So there's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Abinar in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Kehein, the Rice Tikkun. Kriyas HaMegillah. There's an Indian of Kriyas HaTanach. There's an mitzvah in HaTorah of Mikra Limud Torah Shebichsav. So they made a takana. They made Kriyas HaMegillah should be a takana b'Rabban. He called the Tikkun Rabban and came there. Mar Hazalat called the Tikkun Rabban and came there. So here also you can understand very well this Yisrael from the Taz Hayadua, Taz B'Shem Haba. Taz has it in another two places also in Yeriday and Achashemish, but it's an important kalal. But half of the Rishonim don't agree. Half of the Rishonim don't agree that what? Since the Niri has it over here by Mila, since the Pasuk is written for the sole purpose of telling you that a Mila Bisman is Decha Shabbos, the Chum don't have the ability to make Exer the Rabbanim. How can it blend in to be part of the Torah Shabbat Peh if it's an open contradiction to what it says in the Chumash? Chumash has a pasuk, B'yamashminiyin b'obsar al-asai. The Chumash says you have to blow shofar, the Chum got to do away with the old gear shofar. They can't have a steer at Minei Yudai. It's an important klal. That's one of the answers. Rav Soloveitchik liked a different answer. He said, the din is that Mila Bismana is, Mila is a malacha. It's a malacha men atarit, it's just a machlekes harishayim. A machlekes harishayim, which malacha is it? But it's clearly a malacha men atarit. So that's why Mila is only Dech HaShabbos if it's Mila Bismana. Mila Shalev Bismana is not Dech HaShabbos. So because it's a malacha. So despite the fact that it's a malacha, the din is that it's Dech HaShabbos. So what is it going to help the Chachamim are going to prohibit? You're not allowed to perform Mila Shema Yavarim Adal Aramas. But the din is, so it's also to do Mila. It's a malacha and the Rabbana. But it's a malacha and a Torah, and it's Dech HaShabbos. So the Chachamim, what are they going to make Gzeira? It's a malacha and a Torah, and it's Dech HaShabbos. So even if it's a Nisa the Rabbana, it's also Dech HaShabbos. It's a little questionable. That was his, he thought that was the best answer. Anyway, they give a lot of answers. Because one of the six answers that the Rishonim give is that the Gemara says, the Loshon, the Omer Rabba, HaKol Chayofim B'Tkiyah Shev, Ein HaKol Dikim B'Tkiyah Shev. Everyone is B'Chayiv to blow Shev, and not everybody knows how to blow Shev, so it's a Gzeri Shem Yavirem. By the Bris Mila, everybody has a baby whose Bris is on Shabbos. Once in a while, somebody has a baby. All the other people in the community do not have a baby. So the only time we say Shema Avirenu is if it's a real chashash. HaKol Chayofim B'Tkiyah Shofar, everyone is mechuyev. So from all the people in the world, someone for sure is going to be Mechal Shem. Someone's going to forget. So how often does it happen that you have a bris on Shabbos? In New York City, I'm sure there's always every Shabbos there's a bris on Shabbos. But it's not in the same community. One week it's going to be in that community, one week it's going to be in this community. So since it's not HaKol Chayovim, the Bris Mila, therefore the Gzeira doesn't apply. That's why they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, HaKom Elein, you're not allowed to read Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos, Shem Yavirenu, HaKol Chayovim, Mikha Megillah, then HaKol Dikiyim. So why don't you prohibit Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? And why don't you prohibit, why only Mikha Megillah? Why only Megillah Esther? When do we read Kohelis on Shabbos Chalamayt Sukkos? When do we read Shir Hashirim on Shabbos Chalamayt Pesach? You pick Shabbos Chalamayt Pesach, Shabbos Chalamayt Sukkos. Why don't you make Gzeri Shem Yavirenu? So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, because the minig to read the Megillah, and it's a minig that appears in Masechet Zofim, a very old minig, at least from the days of the Gaonim. The Gaonim Eretz Yisrael were the ones who composed the Masechet Zofim. It's not from the Tanoim. Morgan Avram writes that in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Masechet Zofim was written by the Goyne Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Goyne. So it's an old minig, but it's not a Chayvus HaYochid. You can't say HaKol Chayovid. It's a Chayvus HaTzibur. The same thing the Vilna Gaon said, Kriyas HaTorah. We assume Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur. It's not a Chayvus HaYochid. Let's say, last week I was in Munich, so last week in Chutz Loretz, they laying Parshas Chukas. And now I came there to Yisrael, so we're going to lay Parshas Pinchas. I'm missing Balak. So I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to make up what I'm missing. We assume it's a chayvus hatzibur. It's not a chayvus hayochid. Yochid is not mechuyev. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he had two grandfathers. His grandfather, Rab Chaim, thought that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus hayochid. On Monday and Thursday and Shabbos, a chayvus hayochid. Every yochid is mechuyev to hear Kriyas HaTorah. You can't fulfill a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah without a tzibur. Mishnah in Megillah says, gives you a list of all the mitzvahs that you need a minyan for. Gemara said, because Kriya Satara is a Dovah Shabikdusha, and Dovah Shabikdusha to say Kavish Kedusha Bokhi, you need a Sara. To fulfill a mitzvah, you need a minyan. Rab Chaim thought that it was a Chavis HaYachad. And his other grandfather, who was also a very big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Elio Feinstein, Rabbi Soloveitchik's mother, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein were first cousins. Their fathers were not brothers, their fathers were brothers-in-law. I forgot already, one of them took on the name of his wife when he got married. So they weren't brothers, they were brothers-in-law, but their name was Feinstein. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik was closer to Rav Moshe Feinstein than he was to Rav Yanky Kamenetsky and all the others, because they were cousins. They used to talk and learning all the time on the telephone, and greet each other, all the other Tevim and so on. So Rav Soloveitchik's mother's father, Rav Elio Feinstein, was a rabbi in Perusian. So he disagreed with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and he felt there's a Ramban in Megillah, there's a Ramban in the Mochamas on the bottom of the river, the Sechas Megillah, where the Ramban proves, Ramban assumes a Dover Pasha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Kriya Satar. The Kriya Satar is a Chayvus HaTzibur, not a Chayvus HaYochid. So Rav Soloveitchik said, as a young child, he only visited his Zayde Rav Chaim a few times. And he says, on one occasion, when he was going, he spent all the years, he spent with his other grandfather. He used to learn with the other grandfather all the time. He used to learn all day and all night. And when the candle, they didn't have electric bulbs, he used to use a candle. When the candle would go out, his grandfather kept on saying, the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Tosfos by heart. His grandfather said, just because the candle went out, there's no reason why you should stop learning. No reason why you should stop learning. You should keep on learning the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Tosfos in the dark. Anyway, so he said, on one occasion, when he was a young child, he was going to go to visit the Zayde Rav Chaim. So he said, when you visit the Zayde Rav Chaim, show him the Ramban and Megillah. It says, befamish against him. Rav Chaim would always assume that it's a Chavis HaYochid. When he would go to rabbinical conferences, and he would be traveling by train, and he would miss Kriya Satara. On a Monday or Thursday, he would always stop off somewhere in the afternoon and try to put together a minyan of people. Didn't yet hear Kriya Satara. So Soloveitchik also did this thing. And he would travel, sometimes he would come in, he lived in Boston, he used to come into New York to give the Shia. So he used to come in on Tuesday morning. Once on a while, Tuesday would be Rosh Chodesh. Once in a while, he came on a Monday or a Thursday. So when he would miss Kriya Satara, he would always ask after Shia, is there anybody who missed Kriya Satara this morning? Miraculously, there would always be a minyan of boys who would raise their hand that they missed Kriya Satara in the morning. So he would always make a minyan for Kriya Satara in the afternoon. Because that's what Rav Chaim had, that practice. So he showed Rav Chaim this Ramban that the others say, they should say. Rav Chaim had a reinterpretation somehow. I don't know how you did it.
If you thought of the Chavos HaYachid, and
then, you need a minyan for Darvish or Medusa, but why do you need 10 people who didn't hear Kriya Satara? Probably don't even need 10 people, but he was Mahadra to get there. He always was successful. Rav Chaim was also successful in getting 10 people. He probably didn't even need.
Well, so he didn't need 10 people, but he needed 10 people who already heard it. Anyway, if it calls it Tzibi, he just needed people for their
Darvish or Medusa. Yeah, probably. Probably you don't even need a minyan. Anyway, so that's what they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. He liked the answer that the Rishonim gave. A lot of Rishonim say, the reason why by Bris Milah Bizmana they didn't make Gzera Derav Hashemi Averen, and maybe they'll carry the baby by mistake, maybe the mother will carry the knife by mistake, because the only time you make a Gzera is a Milsa de Lashchich and a God's Babel. They only make a Gzera if there's a real concern. If you're concerned, once every 20 years a Jew is going to be Machal Shabbos by mistake. So that's not it. You don't make everybody crazy. You don't do away with Kiyah Shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is B'Shabbos, because one Jew may be Mechal Shabbos once in a long while. But if HaKol Chayovim with Kiyah Shofar and HaKol Begin, everyone is B'Chuyim. All the Jews in the world are B'Chuyim. For sure someone's going to make a mistake. So by Bris Milah, it's not HaKol Chayovim, or by Kriyas HaTayro, or by Kriyas Megillas Koheles, on Shabbos Chalamayit Sukkos, or Kriyas Shir HaShirim, on Shabbos Chalamay Pesach, that's a Chayvus HaTzibur, not a Chayvus HaYochid. So then there's no Gzeira de Rabbon. That's famous from the Vilna Gaon. He said that Kriyas HaTayra and Kriyas Megillas. That was an afkamina for during COVID. People were davening at home on Shabbos and Yom Tov and so on. So the Shaila is, should they read Megillas Kohelet? Should they read Megillas Yashir? If they want to, there's no Aveira. But they're not mechuyev to. The minig only is, it's a minig at tzibur. The minig at tzibur, that the tzibur reads Koheles and the tzibur reads Yashir. But it's not a chayv b'sayach.
Same thing with
Haftar
also?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, it's only a chayv b'sayach. Pashtus is not a chayv b'sayach. The bottom tesis on the daf, Chav Tesan Beis, quotes Rashi in Sukkot. They tell you where the Rashi is. Mem Gimel Manal. The Gemara's lashon is, Gzeri Shem Yavirena Dalar Amas Meshusarav. Why Shem Yavirena Dalar Amas? Why not Gzeri Shem Yotzi Meshusayochad Meshusarav? There are two dinim. One is Hoitzor and one is Ha'avora Dalar Amas. Hoitzor means to carry from Meshusayochad to Meshusaravim, from Meshusarav to Meshusayochad, even if you carry less than Dalar Amas. Then there's another din, if something is sitting in the Meshusarav, you pick it up and you put it down 5 Amas away. That's Mabed Dalar Amas Meshusarav. So why did the Gemara only be concerned? Rabbi is only concerned Gzeri Shem Yavirenu. Why don't they Gzeri Shem Yotzeyenu? The shofar is probably going to be in the Rishus HaYochin. No, people don't leave the shofar in the middle of the Rishus HaRab. They leave it in the house. Why not say Gzeri Shem Yotzi? So all the Rishonim are saying, no, Gzeri Shem Yotzi. The shofar or the Megillah is in the house, he's going to forget. He carried it into the street. There are walls, he's going to remember. In the middle of the street, they carry from here to here. Many hold there's no issue at all. To carry something less than Dalar Amas, that's not called tiltal at all. There's no issue at all. So Shem Yavirena Dalar Amas, that's more shayach to make such a mistake. That's what most of the Rishonim say. But Rashi and Sukkah gives a different answer. Rashi quotes, there is a Gemara that says, Shabbos daf hei omid beis. You see in parentheses in the bottom places. The din is, let's say a person takes out a sefer from the bookcase in the house, planning to learn from the sefer. After he picks it up from the bookcase, then he changes his mind. Instead of learning here, he's going to carry it to the shul. He's going to carry it somewhere else. So he carries that out into the street, then he puts it down in the street. So when he did the akira, when he picked it up in Lachat Chila, he didn't have a mind to take it out of the Mishu Sayochad into the Mishu Sarab. So if Chila saw akira, im higbi amanas lahatznio, this is quotes that line from Rashi. If a person picks something up in the Rishu Sayochid to put it in a different location in their house, and then v'nim lachan, he changes his mind after he picked it up, the Hotzio, he takes it out into the street, so then he's potter. So Rashi says, the Gemara didn't say Gzerish and the Yotziyenu, Rishu Sayochid, Rishu Sarabim, because the story is, HaKol Chayovim Bitkiyo Shofar, and HaKol Bikir. So he probably has a Shofar at home, I have a Shofar at home. I don't know why, where we got it from. I didn't buy it, for sure. We have a shofar at home. I don't know how to blow shofar. So I'll pick up the shofar, I'll try to blow, it doesn't go. So I'm going to carry it on Shabbos in the street to someone else, the Baal Tekeh, lives across the street. I'll forget that at Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. I'll get carried away with myself, and I'll carry the shofar out. So Rashi says, Shem Yotzi'enu is not a problem. Because since he picked it up, intending to try to blow on his own, he never had, at the time he did the Akira, it wasn't Almanas to take it into the street. So that's not called an Akira. That's tiltul. When you move something in the house from one place to the other, that's not called an Akira. It's only called an Akira if you picked it up, Almanas to take it out in the street. So that's why the Gemara didn't say Gzeri Shem Yotzi'enu, because Yotzi'enu, that would be a Gzeri L'Gzeri. You only have a right to make Ushmartem. How do you know the Chacham have a right to introduce Gzeris? We said the Gemara in Yivam is Dav Chafal of Amanal says it's based on the concluding pasuk in Parsha Sachrei Mos, which Matem is Mishmati, Lilti Asos Michakos Ataivos Aila, etc. So the Torah of Alpe had a tradition, which Matem is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeris and Mishmati. That's Anshe Knes Agdor Lahimam Mishlosh Advar Masay Siyog La Torah, first Mishnah Pirkei Yovis. So you only have a right to make a siyog if there's a tzorach kotten. There's a tzorach kotten, once in 100 years, someone's going to be mechal Shabbos. A milsud l'shchicha, l'gozbabar. They have no right to make a gzeir. They also have no right to make a gzeir if the whole concern is that someone may violate a din d'rabban. You're not allowed to violate din d'rabban. But you have no right to make a gzeir because you're afraid someone's going to violate a din d'rabban. You're not allowed to make a gzeir l'gzeir. That's what the Prima Godem writes in one place. If the Bez makes a Gzeira L'Gzeira, they're a violation of Baal Tosef. Bez only has a right to make a Gzeira, Mishmartem es Mishmarti. But if they're going to make Mishmeris L'Mishmarti, then the Bez is a violation of Baal Tosef. They were never authorized by the Torah to make such a Gzeira. So that's what Rashi says. If you pick up the shofar, not intending to take it out, intending to try to blow shofar and it doesn't work, then you carry it out. So you akira mishor rishonim, it's not almanas lo tzio. So then the whole issa to carry out into the street would only be the rabbanon. So you have no right to make gzeir and gzeir. So Tosfos says, because she said, why shouldn't you have a red dollar amas mishor ram also? If the shofar is in the middle of the street, then also he picked it up trying to blow shofar and it didn't work. Then he's going to carry it to the home of the Baal Tekeah. So it's also the kosher, the second line from the bottom of the page in the Tosfos says, the kosher, Gabi Havar Dal Ramas, Dami Lamachai, Velim Keni Gdil, Manas Lavir Dal Ramas. So why is there a Gzeira de Rabbanim, Hashem Ayavirem Dal Ramas? Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's answer. So there's a famous comment, very famous comment. There's a sefer that was written, I think, in 1500s by one of the Sephardish Gidoilim. The sefer has three parts. It's on Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Sukkah. So the section on Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Trua. Section on Yuma is called Taisefes Yom HaKippurim. And the sefer on Sukkah is called Kapas Tvar. So everybody calls the sefer the Kapas Tvar. That's the biggest part. The third is the biggest. Is the part that's on Masechus Sukkah, and that's the most famous part. So in the Kapas Tmarim, on Sukkah, on Daf Mem Gimel, he comes to answer Tosfos Kash against Rashi. So he quotes a Tosfos Yishonim. I don't know if it was printed yet. He quotes from a Tosfos Yishonim to defend Rashi. And it goes as follows. The Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos, how did you establish which are the Lamedes Ovis Malochas? So the Gemara says, what has on the first half in Bava Kamada, based on the Nalaf? Achta havi b'mishkan chashivi korele, avhafta lo havi b'mishkan chashivi korele tolu. Whatever the Chumash says that there's a mitzvah to build a base of Mikdosh, build a Mishkan, but you're not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos for the purpose of building a Mishkan. So that's how we have established what constitutes Maloch and Shabbos. Whatever activities were important, not everything was so important. The more important activities, achta havi b'mishkan chashivi, you need two conditions. Should be an important activity, and it should be involved in the binyan hamishkan. That's how we establish what the lamatas ovis melachas are. So the Gemara says, "Choris areh koitz adosh ma'am." All the lamatas melachas were in the mishkan. But the Gemara says they were so it saw also when they gave the donations, when they donated the 13 things at the beginning of Pasha Truma. Where was the mavadal aramis b'shusa rabba? The Gemara says maybe this, maybe that. The Gemara says no. Mavad al Aramis didn't exist in the Mishkan, so why is it a malacha? It shouldn't be a malacha at all. So anything that's sufficiently similar to the others is a tolda. But Mavad al Aramis is not at all similar to Motzi Meshus Lashus. Motzi Meshus Lashus, you don't need al Aramis. You carry from Shus HaYachid to Meshus HaRamis, Shus HaRamis to Meshus HaYachid. That's Motzi Meshus Lashus. Mavad al Aramis are completely different. Why should it even be a tolda? The Gemara says, okay, you're right. Mavad al Aramis didn't exist in the Mishkan. Hilchus HaGemir Ilam. So we usually assume Hilchus HaGemir Ilam means Allah HaLa Moshe Mizid. We usually assume like that. It's a question whether that assumption is accurate. So let's say you learn Bava Kamma. So the Gemara talks about Tzurus. Tzurus is the tolda of Regal. And the Gemara says, why is it a tolda of Regal? But it's Kocho. The Gemara says, Hilchus HaGemir Ilam. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, where he says there are five parts to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the first section is not so big, Halacha Moshe Nisdei, there aren't so many, and he gives you a short list. And the Chavis Yair asked, he left out two-thirds of the Halachas L'Moshe Mesina. So the Netziv has a comment on that. The Netziv wrote a Hakdama to all of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Just like the Rambam wrote a Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Pimigodim has a Psicha Kalelis L'Arachayim, which is the general introduction to all of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the Netziv also wrote a general introduction to Torah Sheba'al Peh, but the Netziv is very colorful, very different. So the Netziv, as a teenager, the Netziv had an Ein Fah. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. People don't realize how much we get from the Shiltas. Every so often places quotes from the Shiltas, and Shulchan Aruch is quoted every so often. So he wrote an Ein Fah. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. The same time he was sitting as a teenager, as a Talmud in Volozhin, the same time he was sitting and writing a commentary on the Shiltas, his future brother-in-law, who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan, Mrs. Aruch HaShulchan was a sister of Nenetziv. Her maiden name was Berlin. Her family name was Berlin. Rav Meir Bar Ilan was the son of Nenetziv. His original name was Berlin. But Ben-Gurion wanted all the people to make their names Hebrew instead of being Berlin, so he made it Bar Ilan. Okay. And the other members of the family are called Berlin. They didn't want to change it to Bar Ilan. So he was, Rav Meir Bar Ilan was one of the very involved in the Mizrahi. He wrote a very fascinating book in Yiddish, which you can read in English, I'm sure, English and Hebrew, From Valozhin Till Yerushalayim. He writes all of his zechronos about his father and his mother. He was born from the Netziv's second wife. He writes the whole story about his mother, the way she ran away from her first husband, and she got a get. She didn't want to remember the first husband. Very fascinating. So, Rav Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv in the first marriage. And he was about 30, 40 years older than Rav Meir Bar Ilan, who was his son in the second marriage. Very fascinating. Very fascinating. He tells stories about Rav Chaim and about his father. Then he has another book about Rav Meir Bar Ilan wrote another book about his father, Rabban Shal Yisrael, all about his father, all about his mother, the way she ran away from the first husband. She got a get. Very fascinating. So the Netziv was sitting as a teenager writing a commentary on the Shultis, and his future brother-in-law to become was the one who later wrote the Aruch HaShulchan. He also wrote a commentary on the Shultis. Every so often in his Aruch HaShulchan, he'll write, and in my commentary on the Shultis, I wrote this. I don't think it was ever published, but he alludes to it every so often. So the Netziv wrote his introduction to Torah Shebaal Peh as if it's an introduction to the Shultis. So when he published the Shultis, he published the introduction to Torah Shebaal Peh in three parts. He has the Shultis on Bereishis and Shmos as one volume, and Vayikra is the second volume, and Amidbar and Dvarim is the third volume. So he has the first installment of his introduction, it's called Kidmas HaEmek, because his commentary on the Shultis is called Haimek She'olah. So the Kidmas HaEmek is the introduction to his Haimek She'olah. So the first installment he put at the beginning of the first volume of his commentary on the Shultis. And then the second installment he put in the beginning of the second volume. And the third installment, the final installment, he put in the beginning of the third volume. Now the Mosada Rav Kook puts all the three installments together. You have them all at the beginning of the first volume. He wondered, why did he divide it into three parts? The answer is, he wrote it in installments. He wrote the first part when he put out the first volume. He wrote the second part when he put out the second one. Now you can buy the introduction separately. They printed the introduction separately with a lot of footnotes, because he doesn't always give you the marmakadis where he's quoting every line in the Netziv's Hakdamah, the Torah Shebaal Peh. He's alluding to Midrashim and Gemaras, and Yerushalmi is all over the place, in Psukim and Tanakh. So he doesn't always give you the marmakadis. So now you can buy that separately. So the Netziv comes to defend the Rambam from the Kasha of the Chavisiyot. The Rambam says he's going to give you a full list of all the halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. The Chavisiyot, yes, they left out 2/3 of the halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. He says, if you look carefully in the Rambam, whatever the Gemara says, Hilchos HaGemiri law, the Rambam will not call it Allah from Moshe Mitzrayim. The Rambam will write, Mipi HaShmua Lomdu. So he says, the Rambam understood Hilchos HaGemiri law. We have a tradition that this is the Allah from earlier generations, and the derivation of the Allah was forgotten. But it doesn't mean it's Allah from Moshe. Whenever the Gemara says Allah from Moshe Mitzrayim, the Rambam writes Allah. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam will write Allah from Moshe Mitzrayim. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchos HaGemirah, the Rambam will never call it Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. He'll write the Pi HaShmua Lamdu, means the tradition established over the years. A few centuries ago, they established it. We forgot already what the derivation was, but it was established somehow by reading in between the lines. But it doesn't mean it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
That's what.
Yeah. All the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines are deraisa. So that's a question. The Gemara said there, Masechah Shabbos, all the lamed asavas malachas, ach dehavid mishkan chashiva. Whatever was an important activity in asiyas hamishkan constitutes a malacha. Whatever is sufficiently similar is a toldim in a Torah. Sometimes you have a toldim in the rabban. That's sufficiently similar. So that's only a toldim in the rabban. So the Gemara raised the question, where was their Mavad al-Ramas and the Mishnah? The Gemara gives a few suggestions, they reject them. Gemara says, no, it's not, we wouldn't figure it out on our own. It's Hilchas HaGemiri Lo. So that's the question, does it mean Halacha Moshe Mesinai? It doesn't mean that it was established somehow. So there's a major machloikas in Rishonim. What's the nature of the din? A Mavad al-Ramas b'shusarab. What's the nature of the din? So there's a Bal HaMo'ar in Masechet Shabbos. Bal HaMo'ar is on the bottom of the page in the Rif. Bal HaMo'ar lived in Lunel. Lunel is a city in Provence. Provence is in southern France. So the Chachma in Lunel, a lot of times, are different. Your soils in the Gemara, different traditions, Allah HaMais is very different. The Raivin in the Bal HaMo'ar, going to Chavusa, you had the Bal HaEshkol, the Meiri. Meiri was Parpignon. They had different traditions and a lot of things. Totally different from everybody else. He called the name of the Sefer Amor HaKotn, is named after the moon, he said, because he lived in Lunel. Lunel in French means the moon. But on Nezikin, he says you can't understand Nezikin with the light of the moon. You have to have the sunlight. Nezikin is the most difficult part of Shas. So he calls it the Mor HaGol. And Noshim Nezikin calls it the Mor HaGol. And he quotes the Mishnais at the end of Bava Basra. The Zikin is the most complicated part of the Talmud. So the Bal HaMo'ar has a suggestion, and the Ran picks it up. The Ran, HaMasechet Shabbos, picks it up. A lot of times the Ran is quoting verbatim, Rashi and Tosfos. Bal HaMo'ar doesn't tell you who he's quoting. Everybody had all the Svarim, wasn't plagiarizing. Everybody had all the Svarim, so he just wrote. So the Rabban HaChumash also. A lot of times, Rabban on the Rif, a lot of times he'll quote things word for word from the Ravid, and he won't tell you where he's quoting from. He'll write lines, he'll quote the whole paragraph from the Ravid. Apparently it was so Yadua, so everybody knew that he was quoting from one, it wasn't his own. So the Ran and the Bal HaMo'ar both have the following idea that not everybody agrees to. Mavad al-Ramas b'shus harab is basically a form of Moitzim b'shus l'shus. Because Mekomish al-Achefetz is Dalaramas around it. So if you carry something as a Gedilu Mishus HaRab, pick it up and I put it down 5 amas away, I was Boitzim Mishus L'Mishus. On the level of the real Din Darais, and Boitzim Mishus L'Mishus means from Mishus HaYachid to Mishus HaRab, Mishus HaRab to Mishus HaYachid. But the Torah of Al-Peh says that Dalaramas around the Chefetz is Mekomish al-Achefetz. He shows many Gemaras like that. Dalaram says, Mekom Shalom Adam, Mekom Shalom Chavit. So if I pick something up and I put it down, and the Rishus are 5 amas away, I was motzia from its original Rishus to the new Rishus. Other Rishayim say, no, it's not motzia Rishus. What in the world do they have to do with motzia Rishus and Rishus? It's a different Issa. There's no way to figure it out on your own. It's probably Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But is that Halacha Moshe Mesinai that is considered a form of Moitzim Mishus Mishus, a separate Issa. Separate Issa. So that's interesting to defend this Rashi that Tosfos is not happy with, this bottom Tosfos. So the Kafta Baferach quotes in Tosfos Yishonim, who defends like this. That halacha that says in Shabbos Afei, in the Gdi Amanas Lahatzil, Nimlach Lahatzil Potter, if you picked something up in the house, picked up the watch in order to see what time it is, and then I decided to carry the watch with me to go to shul. When I picked it up, I didn't have a mind to carry it into the street. So the Gemara says, you're not chayv, that's not called an akir. So the Kapas Tamarim quotes from the Tosfos Yishonim that that's not based on common sense, that's based on the Gzeres HaKosov that we require malachas machshevus. When you do a malacha, you have to have kavona for the malacha. So if you picked it up, not al das to take it out into the Rishus HaRabim, that's a lack of Malechas Machshevus. Because he only had a mind to pick it up and put it down. He didn't have a mind to carry it out into the street. So Lo Ha'iso Daita Mitchilu Lekach is not a Malacha Deraisa because of a lack of Malechas Machshevus. So then the punchline is, you only require Malechas Machshevus on those Malachas that are based on Torah Shebichsav, whatever was in the Mishnah. But since Mavad Al-Anamis Rishus HaRabim, it's Hilchus HaGemiri law. It's purely Halacha Moshe Mesinai. This Tosfos Yishonim doesn't agree with that Bal HaMo'ar and the Ran. That Hilchus HaGemiri law means it's a form of Moitzim Mishus L'shus. The halacha says that it's considered moitzi mishus. If it's moitzi mishus lishus, then it's included in what it says in the chumash. Moitzi mishus lishus. It says no, it's a separate iser halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And the halacha of ma'abed al ha'am shus ha'am is not governed with the rule of melechus marshevus. Wow, that's wild. On the level of the Raisa, he said that Rashi and Sukkah, the Rashi that Tosfos quotes and the Bar Tosfos, is saying a chiddush nifla. That if you pick up an object, you change your mind. You're not chayiv is because of a lack of malachas marshevis, and ma'abed al ha'am doesn't need malachas marshevis because it's purely halacha moshe b'sinai. It's not one of the lamedes of his malachas. It's not that after the halacha was formulated, we declare that it falls under, it's another form of moitzim mishus mishus. No, it's a different isa, ma'abed al ha'am, not governed with the rules of malachas marshevis. The pashas in the Gemara is not so. Gemara talks about a person throwing Dalai Lama's and the Mishus HaRabim. He throws something intending that it should land 5 amas away, and instead it lands 8 amas away. Gemara discusses, is that Malachas Machshevis or not? So you see that you do need Malachas Machshevis, even by Ma'abed Dalai Lama's Mishus HaRabim. It's against that Tosfos Rishon. But that's a big chiddush, a wild chiddush, that the Tosfos Rishon came to defend their Rashi. Okay, we'll stop here, but then we'll continue tomorrow or whenever the next year is. Very good. Some other function now?
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.